This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a thing you do before a radio interview, or at least there's a thing that I do. I chit-chat, just a little bit of warm-up, if you will, just to ease whoever I'm talking to into it a little bit. Bear that in mind while I tell you that Anna Kendrick came in the other day. You know her from Pitch Perfect, Into the Woods, Up in the Air, Twilight, The Accountant most recently. Her new book, it's a memoir. It's called Scrappy Little Nobody. And like I said, we chit-chatted a little bit before we officially got going.
Hi.
And we're going to start exactly that way. Anna Kendrick, good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I need you to start with the part where you stole the roll of toilet paper.
Oh boy, we're jumping right
We're jumping right in.
Okay.
Because it goes to what it's like to be a big Hollywood star, but really still have to work for food and rent.
Yeah, I was on the PR tour for Up in the Air, and I was kind of living that double life of, you know, somebody else is paying for the clothes that I'm wearing and the places I'm staying and the flights to get me there. And then, you know, like the proverbial Cinderella, like going back to my crappy apartment and barely being able to keep the lights on.
There was, for real.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You had a lousy little apartment. You had a couple of roommates. There were, you know, stands on the carpet.
They were great. Loved them. But I asked, like, you know, maybe the next time, like, you send me on a publicity trip to New York, can I stay at like just a crappy hotel and I could just keep the rest of the money? Like, you're spending all this money, but none of it's going to me, and I'm a little desperate over here. And, you know, the reaction was very, oh my goodness, we're all just so embarrassed for you that you asked us that. And so I never asked again, but I did steal a roll of toilet paper. I mean, I could afford a roll of toilet paper, but I was just losing my mind a little bit at that point. Oh, you're handing me my book now.
I want you to read that graph that I marked there in pen. I apologize for writing in your book.
Great.
Read me that paragraph.
Oh, God. You can't just cut in the audiobook?
No, come on.
This is going to be great. Don't get me wrong. I wish I had more skills, but if I'd had a safety net, I would have used it. Sometimes the terror was so overwhelming that if I'd been offered an apprenticeship scrubbing the floor of a button factory, what do normal jobs look like? I would have thought, fine, I can't take this anymore. Sign me up, give me the health benefits, give me the time card, and a mean boss and some goddamn security. I needed the fear. I needed to be forced to rely on myself and the dream, and sometimes unemployment checks. Thank you, U.S. government. Please don't repossess my house when I go all Grey Gardens. Do you like how I stumbled over reading
over your own words.
That was great.
Happens to me every
day. That's charming, right? We're going to call that charming.
Do you still need the fear? I mean, here you are. I mean, you're a big, huge star now. But you learn in this book, if you read it, that you're kind of a walking, talking mass of insecurity.
Well, thank you so much.
You wrote it. I didn't. Right?
No, I think that's fair. Yeah, it's funny because I kind of vacillate between feeling like the fear is good and it should be embraced and it's something that drives me, and also feeling like, well, maybe fear-based decisions are not the way to live your life. But I don't know. I haven't found a way to suddenly be completely at ease and balanced and well-rounded and, you know, and fine with myself and my, you know, my life. So the fear does remain.
There's a line in here about how every acting job an actor gets is by definition temporary.
Yeah.
So you're hustling even as you're in the middle of, I don't know, Up in the Air or Twilight or Pitch Perfect or whatever. You're hustling for your next gig.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my whole life I like to try to create structure wherever I can because my life is so unstructured. Mm-hmm. And so many times I tried to somehow figure out like a budget. That seems like exactly in my personality. I would be the guy who is like, everything's like budgeted and I've got a little app on my phone and whatever. You know, like TV shows are the closest that actors get to steady incomes.
Do you have ambition to do television?
I mean, TV is getting so incredible. Yeah. I mean, it's getting so, it is incredible right now. You know, it's not something I have a plan to do because TV is like marriage. So if you're going to do it, you better be so excited about it. Yeah. And that moment hasn't come for me. There have been a couple of things, even the ones that have been, you know, very successful, you know, I still look at it and go like, that wasn't for me. Hmm. You know, I'm glad I didn't marry that show.
Do you still have any of the, I'm an outsider looking in at Hollywood and this place is just absolutely bananas?
Constantly. Yeah. Absolutely constantly. I think that's fine though. Like, I definitely remember, you know, that first year, I just felt like this is insanity. Like, we shouldn't be acting like... I mean, if you're Robert Downey Jr. and you've been in the business forever and you, like,
yeah,
have had your whole comeback and stuff, like, yeah, you own the city. Like, live your life. I absolutely love it. But, like, newcomers who are like, well, obviously this is where I'm supposed to be. I was like, there's something wrong with you. I don't trust you.
Ben Affleck now with The Accountant. You do a thing in Trolls. What's next?
Well, we're shooting Pitch Perfect 3 in January. And now that this book is coming out, when I meet people like you who I've never met before this moment, you'll go, oh, I know that thing happened to you.
Right.
And,
right,
you know, there's like a 5% chance that it'll make me like hole up in my house for the rest of my life.
Is there a little bit of terror in there?
There's a lot of terror. But there's always a lot of terror, and the terror is good.
It's called Scrappy Little Nobody by Anna Kendrick. You've seen her, well, you've seen her all over the place. Anna, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.